All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the forecaster emeritus, the forecaster at large, our Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, good morning. Big question is,
yes,
will the Yankees be playing today?
Well, my question to you is, and I just had this conversation with Mike Causey. I was looking over the National Weather Service forecast also, you know, the weather discussion for that area. And they mentioned that there could be up to 3 inches of rain in some areas. And so my question to you is, I think that they won't play. It all depends. They're not going to play tonight. But what time is it going to start here, and what time is it going to end where they can take the tarp off the field not tomorrow and start to, you know, drain it off? Because once they take the tarp off the field, all the water goes into the outfield, and then it has to drain through the drains there. So what does it look like? You know, when's it going to start today, and when's it going to end for tomorrow?
But now, you know, you're talking about our area versus New York City.
Well, give us New York City first.
New York City, the rain should end by tomorrow morning. Early tomorrow morning.
All right.
And that's it. They'll have the entire day.
Okay, so they'll be able to dry off the field. Okay.
And it will be windy. No doubt about that.
And for us?
Now, for us, it probably will continue into tomorrow morning, and then taper to showers. And then sometime in the afternoon, it'll be partly cloudy at times. But I don't even think we'll make the 60s tomorrow. I think we'll stay in the 50s. Today we'll cloud up, and the rain will come in late this afternoon.
After
3, 4 o'clock.
Now, are some places going to get like 3 inches off, or are we going to get like more like 1.5 inches?
we may just get about 1 inch.
Okay.
And then tonight we will have the rain heavy at times. It'll be windy, 45 to 50. The rain ends with partly cloudy skies tomorrow afternoon, low 60s. But again, I'm thinking we're going to probably stay in the 50s all day. Partly sunny, low 60s Friday. Sunny, mid-60s Saturday. And sunny and 70 on Sunday.
Well, this morning I left my house, it was 34.
Yeah?
34.
34, frost all over the place. Yep.
It's 36 here now in Sharon. And for some reason, my temperature on my computer says it's 51.
Well, that's wrong.
It's been stuck on 51 for 3 or 4 days. But, you know, the temperature has been around 50 to 55. So it was hard to tell that it was broken.
All right.
But now there's no doubt about it. And I've got to call the weather company. So it's the broadcast software we have has this all built in, so it's meant to give us the temperature for Sharon, Connecticut, but I got to call the software company because whatever service they're using, it's not updating right. And when it goes open weather forecast in a browser, so I thought maybe I could change it, right? And it goes to a company called WeatherStack. Real-time historical world weather data. And I'm not buying weather from WeatherStack. So I've got to contact my broadcast supplier and say, what happened to the free forecast and the free temperature?
Yeah, do that. Whitefield, New Hampshire has the coldest temperature in the Northeast this morning, 26.
26.
26.
I remember.
I didn't check the temperature at Mount Washington. I'm sure they're colder, but, you know, let's face it, they're way up there. No, they're not. They're 32.
Well, yeah, but they're going to get snow.
They'll probably get rain changing over to some snow. Yeah, but that won't happen until tomorrow for them. So that is the scoop there, Marshall. So we don't know what the scoop is. You said the game is definitely canceled for tonight?
This is the World Series. They're not going to bring people out at tickets at $200 a ticket and stuff. They're not going to bring people out and then send them back. They'll let everybody know in advance so people can reschedule so they can use their tickets the correct way.
They didn't make a decision yet I haven't been informed.
No, but I will be willing to bet you that looking at this forecast that Major League Baseball is not going to allow them to start this game.
Gotcha.
Because you got the greatest stars in the game playing, and you know you don't want any injuries to happen. So I would be willing to bet you that. And they have to let people know in advance, because by moving today's game till tomorrow,
right,
then they've got to move tomorrow's game and inform the fans of that game that their game is being moved. So that's why I think they'll check with you and stuff like that. But I just think that they'll, you know, Major League Baseball will say, hey, just move it. Move these two games and see what happens. So,
gotcha. Okay.
So I think you'll have an easy day of it today.
All right, that's good.
Yeah. What else is up? What else is up? I got my. I finally got my Volkswagen Passat. I went and got it detailed yesterday, washed and cleaned on the inside and detailed on the outside. They put a nice coat of wax on it because I figured the rain's coming, so time to get it done right now. So.
Okay, well, that's good. So you got that all done.
Yeah. And it was a bargain, too. Normally, to do a full car detailing and a car wash is like $79. But it turned out that I got a bonus. I had been there once or twice before, and I got a bonus, so it only cost me $39, which was nice.
That's really good.
Well, I was there for like an hour and 10 minutes. I mean, they really detailed the car nicely. It looks brand new, so.
Wow, so that was really good.
Something good happened yesterday. Something good happened.
Yeah, that's it. It was a so-so day yesterday. You know, a lot going on. And then last night I got an email from one of the main characters in our Lake movie, who realized that on the 27th of October, Sunday, she has a wedding, and she's not going to be able to make the shoot in Manhattan. And that puts a cramp on everything, because anything that will be left on the 27th involves her.
Well, so now
we're at a standstill because she's going to Florida, and she doesn't return until the 25th of November.
So what are you going to do?
I have no idea if we can move it to the 26th as opposed to the 27th of October. I have to check with the rest of the cast to see if that's okay. If not, I don't think it's a good idea, and you'll probably back me here. I don't think it's a good idea trying to get everybody into the city after Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
And during the month of December.
No. You got to be kidding me.
Right, between the Rockefeller Christmas tree and everything else, and Broadway, right. I mean, I think it'd be gridlock all over the place. I think, you know, even though it's a weekend, it will be terrible. So that would mean that we would have to wait to finish the movie after New Year's.
Oh, my God. That would be a first, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure would be. What did I tell you from the get-go about this movie?
It was going to be a disaster. And you were right.
Someday somebody will listen to me.
I listen to you, Pat.
I know you do. Thank you, Marshall. I know you do. But we'll see. You know, unless we can pull it off on the 26th as opposed to the 27th, then that's good. But I don't know if that's going to happen. So I know we'll be in the city shooting this weekend. Because we don't need Elena this weekend, but we do need her next weekend. So that's how the cards roll.
Well, yeah, so what happened. When you're a videographer and a big time filmmaker, you know, you got to deal with all these temperamental actors and actresses.
You got to put it the other way. When you're a small time videographer and film producer, you have to, because if this was big time, the contract would say you're going to be there, and you'll be there.
Well, you'll be here tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, I'm here tomorrow. And take care tonight. I know you're not going to be smiling tomorrow morning.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye, Marge.
Bye, Pat. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.